I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. Bach, Beethoven, or Mozart never had to put up with being the butt of a knock-knock joke. But even people who barely know anything about late 20th century music history have probably heard the one that goes, knock-knock, who's there? Philip Glass. Knock-knock, who's there? Philip Glass. Knock-knock. But jokes notwithstanding, Philip Glass has managed to have an influential, prolific, and broad career. On his website, he lists ballet, chamber, choral, concerto, film, keyboard, opera, orchestral, solo, songs, theater, world music, as well as those specifically written for his own Philip Glass ensemble. He doesn't like the term minimalist in describing his music, preferring music with repetitive structures. He had traditional training that included the Juilliard School and studying in Paris with Nadia Boulanger, who taught Aaron Copland. But instead of going in the direction of some of the more avant-garde and atonal composers of the 1950s, he and a handful of others started writing music using small building blocks of sound. Glass has been nominated for 3 Oscars, but his score for Koya Niskatsi, Godfrey Reggio's silent arthouse classic about the intersection of the worlds of nature and man, remains one of my favorites. He's written 20 or so operas, like Satyagraha and Einstein on the Beach, which will have a major international tour this year, including Berkeley, 36 years after its premiere. He was famously a cab driver in New York City and provided the music to some short, colorful animated segments for Sesame Street. But he's also written 9 symphonies, his 9th getting its U.S. premiere tonight at Carnegie Hall in New York. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.